FreedomRadio.com. Giving a shout out there to everybody who's enjoying this new year. It's 2012. You never thought you'd live to see this day, right? And now everybody who's living in 2012 is thinking, I'll never live to see 2013. I'm just joking. I see the end of the world as a positive thing because, hey, there's no more work. And there's no more globalist, and there's no, and there's no more exterminatis type operations going down. That'd be you know, the positive side. The lighter side of genocide is what we specialise here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I have a very special guest today, ladies and gentlemen. His name's Walter Graham, coming at us live from the Emerald Isle of Ireland. Welcome, Walter.
Hey, Vinny. How are you?
I'm actually quite fabulous today. I don't know what's come over me.
That's because the end of the world's coming.
Yeah. I have seen that movie 2012 a number of times. I mean, maybe it gets my jollies off at, you know, seeing LA get destroyed or something like that. I'm sure if Bill Hicks was still alive, he would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, adored it.
Yeah. He hated LA. Now, speaking of LA, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I represent the councils in Northern Ireland who voted against putting fluoride in the drinking water. I believe you in New Zealand are doing the same thing, and that's really why I'm on the radio today. We had this come to Northern Ireland, and by the end of 3 months consultation period, we had virtually everybody voting against it. And they voted against it for specific reasons, you know, like freedom of choice, like nobody has the right to drug you against your will for any reason. 98% of Europe have actually banned or rejected water fluoridation, things like that. So we had the whole of Northern Ireland, the government, councils and everything vote against this. And, you know, we then got it stopped in Northern Ireland. But now it's in the Republic of Ireland. And so I'm campaigning in the Republic of Ireland right now, helping citizens down there, citizens groups like National Health Federation and so on, set up groups across Ireland to confront the government on this policy.
Well, that's a really good idea. And the general ignorance of the public is the real problem that I have. I called up a radio show host once named Kerry Woodham, and she goes, well, look at all the places where at the teeth quality of people where there isn't fluoride in the water. And I was like, what, like the whole of Europe?
Yeah, I know. It's quite astounding. 98% of Europe have actually either banned this in law or rejected it. I mean, Holland actually had its constitution rewritten never to have this again after they fought for 7 years to get this back out by a team of doctors. So, you know, it's coming out all over the place. Last place that took it out was Switzerland, and they found the one city that they had fluoridated had the highest cancer rate after 30 years and the highest dental decay rate after 30 years. So if this stuff worked, they would have kept it in, but in fact, they took it out. And you even have Calgary in Canada about 4 months ago. They stopped water fluoridation after about 35 years for the same reason.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the facts, when you look at the statistics, when you look at the evidence, there isn't any prove its safety or effectiveness. And the real problem that I have, in fact, with fluoride, there should be like a list released of all the stuff that you don't like. In fact, Paul Connett's already done it, hasn't he? He's like, the 50 things that you need to know about fluoride. Yeah. It's not pharmaceutical grade. Okay, first of all. Second of all, you're force drugging people. Third of all, it doesn't work and it causes an awful lot of terrible health implications. Fourthly, it reduces your IQ. So if you want a society that's full of people who don't have a choice about what medication they have, are zonked out and dumbed down and sick, then fluoridate your water.
Well, I tell you, we found a simple way of putting this to everybody. It doesn't make any logical sense because you're putting fluoride in 100% of the water. The DOE, or the Water Department, actually admit here, and in the Republic of Ireland, they lose 40% of all the water in underground leaks before you even get it. So that's 40% of all the fluoride your tax dollars paid for going out in the environment where it's not supposed to be. Out of the 60% that's left, industry and farming use 7/8 of the entire water supply. So that's 7/8 of the 60% gone of all your tax dollars you paid for this stuff. Out of the 1/8 that's left, you drink less than 1% of this. So you're not drinking it. You're washing your clothes, you're watering the lawn, you're flushing the toilet. So out of that 1% of the 1/8 that's actually being drunk by the population, how many children in the population have the really bad tooth problem we're trying to cure here? It's about 3% of the population. So you have 3% of the population drinking 3% of 1% of 1/8 of 60% of all the water you bother to fluoridate. Does this sound like a logical way to deliver a drug to a small target audience who, by the way, don't drink the water supply? They drink fizzy drinks. That's why they have a tooth problem in the first place.
That's right.
There's no point putting it in for them.
You always say there's no point putting it in, full stop, really, is there? And this is the problem when you look at anything in any way, shape, or form to do with fluoride, the facts just become really stark and terrible and bad any way you look at it. Where does Ireland source its fluoride from?
Well, it used to get it from Holland. They changed suppliers, so now I think it's from Spain. We're always eating somebody else's toxic waste, you know. It's never from Ireland. They ship it in here, which must cost a fortune, you know. And all we're doing is helping out some other countries who has a toxic waste problem, because all of this stuff really comes from the phosphate fertilizer and the aluminium industry. It's the toxic waste that's left over. They're not allowed to release this stuff into the atmosphere, you know. So when it comes out of the smokestacks, they have a scrubber that eliminates all the gases, all the toxic gases, and then they wash them out with sulfuric acid at the end of the night, and they end up with a slurry called hydrofluorosilicic acid. And it's more toxic, it's more corrosive than sulfuric acid. The only thing it can't eat through is epoxy plastics, but it'll eat through concrete, stainless steel, it eats through fiberglass. The only thing is epoxy plastic, so that whenever they ship this stuff, they ship it in tankers that have a plastic lining, an epoxy plastic lining on the inside. But, you know, there was an accident a number of years ago where there was a small pinhole in the epoxy lining, and the acid ate through half-inch steel plating, dribbled down, and then dissolved the axle off the back end of the truck, and the truck split open. This is in Florida. And it closed the highway. 2,000 homes were evacuated around it. 50 people had to go to hospital with inhalation problems and burns. It was a national disaster. And this is the acid.
That's just hilarious. You know, guy comes up to the truck driver after his truck's been half dissolved. He's like, dude, what are you doing transporting this hazardous material around here? It's like, bro, it's good for your teeth.
That's it. Hydrofluorosilicic acid. So they're not putting in fluoride. That's the first joke. They're putting in a really toxic corrosive acid called hydrofluorosilicic acid. And, you know, the government like to say, oh, this is a naturally occurring substance, you know, sort of makes it sound like mother's milk, you know. But we could go frolicking in the naturally occurring woods, eat naturally occurring wild mushrooms, and be naturally occurring dead. Just because something's naturally occurring doesn't mean it's good for you. I mean, plutonium's naturally occurring. Maybe they'll be putting that in next. Who knows?
Yeah, I wanted to get myself some plutonium deodorant, you know, so that I smell like Fukushima. And this kind of stuff is just insane, right? And what you said just kind of gave me an idea of a new marketing strategy for McDonald's. You know how they've got the McDonald's McFlurry? Well, what they should do is have a fluoride McSlurry. And you can wind up serving it in plastic cups, obviously, so it doesn't, you know, burn through and destroy everything. And just serve it to, I don't know, you'd probably have to have very specified individuals who are, deserving of such a cocktail. You know, Obama comes into Macca's. Obama, you get a free McSlurry. And what I find strange about this all is exactly the point about the toxins getting into the environment, right? How can fluoride return to the environment without actually causing damage to it? And the answer is it can't, with the exception of being cycled through human kidneys.
Absolutely.
In New Plymouth, we had fluoride banned not too long ago. I think it might have been last year in October. And they had on the news a guy in a hazmat suit dumping fluoride into the water as they're having a discussion about how they're getting fluoride out, right? And they say, well, we've still got 6 weeks' supply of fluoride, so we have to keep fluoridating for the next 6 weeks before we stop fluoridating. Why is that? Because it's illegal to dump toxic waste in New Zealand.
Yeah. See, nothing about this makes sense. Look, there, when you drink this, it's passing the teeth at 100 miles an hour. How does it find its way back to teeth only? It's going into every cell of your body. You're 76% water, so it's got access to every cell of your body. And you're telling me the only thing that this can magically change is your teeth. All right. Well, you know, your teeth are the only visible part of your skeleton. If it can make harder teeth, isn't it possible that it could be making harder bones? And osteoporosis and arthritis and all the things, all the studies are pointing out, even higher hip fracture rates in fluoridated areas, maybe they're true. That's the problem with this. The government don't do any scientific studies looking into the side effects. They stay well away from that. Meanwhile, they promote it like crazy. And it's really just toxic waste dumping for industry who really pay for re-election campaigns. That's really what's going on here. And, you know, the one side effect they actually do admit to is dental fluorosis. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Vinny. Well, you must have.
Oh, yeah.
My sister's got it bad. Yeah, see, I mean, when you see this, you never forget it. It's white flecks and brown stains that run horizontally across the teeth of developing children. They just get worse as you get older. And it's permanent. And it's actually a sign, a visible sign, that you've been poisoned by fluoride and that you should stop. It's like if you took in lead, you get a blue-black line that appears horizontally across the gums, and it's there for the rest of your life to tell you that you've been poisoned by lead and you better cut it out. Now you've got these white flecks and brown stains on children's teeth. And in the Republic of Ireland, they actually admit that 50% of the population now have dental fluorosis. So you've given up. You've tried to stop 3% of the population getting some cavities, and now you've given 50% of the population a new dental disfigurement that never existed before called dental fluorosis, which also has bone implications, cancer, osteoporosis, arthritis, that causes lowered IQs in children. There's even studies that show it's linked to Down syndrome. So, you know, you've got an incredibly stupid thing they've done here, and government is never going to admit it because that'll create massive litigation. And I suspect in the end of the day, that's what's going to have to happen. People with dental fluorosis like your sister and other people are going to have to get a lawyer and they're going to have to start suing. That's what's going to bring us down.
Well, I should think so. Like, everybody needs to take action in their own little way. It doesn't matter what you're actually doing per se. You just need to be taking action, okay? Because ultimately, what happens is when you're ignorant, people can get away with an awful lot around you. And ultimately, the main enemy of fluoride is education. Educate people to know that it's not good for you. That's right. This might be hard to swallow. pardon the pun. But toxic waste is not good for your health.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. You know,
it's like, dude, I've got you. You walk up to the city reservoir, right? You see a dude in a suit and a dude in a hazmat suit and a dude in a white coat sitting there. There's three of them, okay? The dude in the suit is dumping Prozac into the water. The dude in the hazmat suit is dumping rat poison into the water. And the dude in the white coat is sitting there nodding in approval saying, this is going to be good for people's teeth. You know, you go up and ask the guy in the white coat, hey, dude. It's rat poison. It's Prozac, okay? Psychotropic drugs that make people go nuts and lose their mind and all that kind of stuff. And rat poison, which just literally kills people. What are you dumping it in the water for? No, don't worry, mate. You'll thank us later when you've got a nice pearly smile.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, you know, they haven't even asked anybody. That's the bit that really gets me. You know, there's no freedom here. And, you know, I know your audience is probably thinking, wait a minute, if this stuff is as poisonous as that guy says in Northern Ireland, then you know, I mean, why don't they have poison warnings on toothpaste tubes? Well, you know, now they do. In America, by federal law from 1997, they're forced to put on all fluoridated toothpaste tubes a poison warning. It's in very small type. You're going to need a magnifying glass, but it's on the back of it. It normally says, you know, you should keep this away from children. Prevent them from swallowing it. Then why do they make it in bubblegum flavor? Then it goes on to say, you should use no more than a pea-sized amount of this toothpaste. And then on the American toothpaste tube, it says, if you accidentally swallow more than a pea-sized amount, you should contact a poison control center immediately. And then it gives you an 800 number that puts you through the poison control center. That's by federal law on all American toothpaste tubes.
I think that that federal law should also be instituted in faucet manufacturing. Okay, so there's a warning label on everybody's faucet. Warning, if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount,
that's right.
Call a poison control center.
That's right. It should be on the bill. And you know, they in the Republic of Ireland, a group down there actually got some of the acid and took it to an independent lab in Dublin and had it tested to see what was in this stuff. You know, now you think it's just fluoride they're putting in. Well, you know, we got back 28 different contaminants, every one of them carcinogenic, like lead, arsenic. We had aluminium. We had chromium. I mean, it had even had uranium in it, had uranium-238 that they make the bomb out of. So the stuff's radioactive. It had all kinds of toxic stuff, antimony. It had mercury in it. So all of this stuff, and yeah, it had a little bit of fluoride too, but that's not what they're adding. They're actually adding a toxic cocktail of chemicals that just happens to have some fluoride in it.
And we'll have to talk about more of this after the break. My very special guest from the Ireland Nation is Moxie Graham. We'll be right back momentarily.
See you in a minute, Fred.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What do we hear about in this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays, 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Eastwood Show, right here on American Freedom Radio. There's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide from a new world order. There is only resistance, and the best way to do that is with information.
Information, that's right. If you've got the right information, you can't be fooled, can you?
And I'm acting under the assumption, Walter, how exactly, and this is the worst part about fluoridation, how exactly do you get the fluoride out of your water specifically?
Well, we got it out in Northern Ireland, so I don't actually have it. But in my house, I have a whole house filter. Then I take it and I put it through a distillation unit after that, and I distill the water. And then I add some salt to it, a little bit of lemon juice, and that's it.
Yeah,
Our kids were raised without any of the chemicals in the water supply. I once asked a parliamentary question here in Northern Ireland, asking them how many chemicals they put in, what the name of them are, how much we're getting, when they dose us, and the whole thing. And they sent me a book over an inch thick. When I read through it, I couldn't believe how many chemicals they were putting in. So I got us off the water supply at that point. So we don't take chemicals.
Sounds like a smart idea.
Yeah, I'd advise everybody out there to do it, especially if you're in a fluoridated neighborhood. Get yourself a distillation unit and distill the water. Get it out. It takes out about 98% of all the chemicals. And it's about the only thing you can really do that's absolutely guaranteed every time you do it. Whereas you see, if you have filters, the problem with filters is they're at their peak performance on the first day. But every day after that, they start clogging up with soot and all the stuff that's in the water supply. So they start clogging, and so they become less efficient. So by the end of a couple of weeks, they're down to 40% of the efficiency of the first day. Whereas distillation, it's the same every time. 96 to 98% of everything is taken out. So that would be my advice. And the other thing I would say to people is get active. Start taking some kind of action, whether it's writing a letter or it's making phone calls, telling your friends, or it's going to your PTA, old people's homes, giving talks. Whatever you can do, start a group. Or even if you can't start a group, join a group that already exists. But you should do something. Don't just let them walk over the top of you with this, because, you know, they've now got the right to drug you against your will. What if they decide that there's something else they'd like to put in the water supply? You've given them the right to drug you. They can put anything in from now on. You've given them the equipment to do it. And in the Republic of Ireland, then the government is now debating putting lithium into the water supply down there, because they got away with putting the fluoride in. So you've got to get active. I would beg everybody out there to start getting active in it, whatever way you can. I even went to goat herders meetings. I went to the farmers unions and I got them to vote against it. Then I went to the NIPSA, the large civil servants union. They voted against it. I went to the angling federations. They voted against it. So you could do the same thing in your own neighborhood. And if everybody took a bite out of this, no pun intended, you would have this thing on its knees. And it would be taken out. That's what I would do.
Well, it makes the point, though, that once you put fluoride in, it's damn hard to get it out if you don't want it. And that's why it is really totally uber-forced medication, because it's in everything, you know? But what are you going to do? Filter your shower water before you shower it in? It's not going to happen. It's in there with chlorine gas and goodness knows what else.
That's right. And I mean, you know, once they put it in the water supply, they put it into every food or beverage that's manufactured using that water supply. So you're not getting the one part per million they tell you you're getting. You're getting one part per million from your pasta. You're getting one part per million from your boiled rice. You're getting one part per million from your beer. You're getting one part per million from everything. Plus, it's in toothpaste, mouthwashes. It's in antiseptics. It's in tranquilizers.
They're now specifically injecting it into food.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's insane. Like, hello, look, we got to inject it into your corn because otherwise you might get corn teeth.
Yeah, nothing about this makes sense, you know. And I disagree.
I think if I was a psychopath and had no conscience whatsoever and also owned a massive phosphate fertilizer industry, this would make a lot of sense to me.
Oh, yeah, and it does make a lot of sense for them. I mean, you know, one example that I used to use was in Calgary in Canada, before they actually stopped fluoridating. They end up, all of their water ends up in the St. Lawrence Seaway. But by law, by international law, they're not allowed to dump into that seaway any more than, I think it's 30 tons or something of fluoride. But there's an aluminium factory there, and they produce another 20 tons of the stuff. So what do they do with it? They sell it to Calgary, and Calgary then put it into the drinking water. Everybody flushes the toilet, and it ends up in the St. Lawrence Seaway anyway. And now they've taken garbage, which is what it is, and turned it into gold, got you to pay for the privilege of doing this, you know? And
there's There's a reason they do that as well. It's if you've got toxic waste, it's classified as toxic waste. If you've got toxic waste and you sell it, it's then classified as a product and no longer toxic waste.
That's it. It's turning garbage into gold. And they now don't have to pay, because this stuff is so toxic, you can't even touch it. I mean, if it can dissolve a truck, you know, it can dissolve virtually anything. And you can't be having this stuff out free, or you can't put it in a tin. You have to take it to a lined landfill, pay lots of money to have this buried and safely buried. So it costs a fortune to get rid of this stuff. Whereas when you sell it for water fluoridation, you automatically pay for the privilege. and then you flush 99.9% of it down the toilet. It's a bonanza for them.
Yeah, and these people are like toxic chemical alchemists, you know?
I could turn fluoride into money.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, they've got this down to
a science. Can I ask you something? Is there actually a practical use for fluoride? Like, we know that it ain't good for your health. We know that it ain't good to be in the water supply. What is fluoride good for?
Well, believe it or not, the hydrofluorosilicic acid that they're putting in the drinking water is actually used in industry to etch glass. And it's also used in rocket fuel. It's got a lot of uses, but it's nothing to do with drinking or even being near people. And that's the crazy part. You can actually etch glass with this. And, you know, if you go to your water treatment plant, believe it or not, if they leave the little stopper out and it gets exposed to the air, it'll start etching the glass in the factory as well. Because we were told at the water treatment plant in Northern Ireland that their glass had to be replaced every couple of years because it got etched by the acid.
Wow.
And you know, what I always say to people is, too, you know, if you're willing to take somebody else's drug for a condition you may not even have, what if this small group of kids, that's 3% of the population, get hemorrhoids? You going to take hemorrhoid cream for the rest of your life, too? I mean, where do you call a stop to this? This is crazy. Then they can't control the dose anyway. Not that they ever care what the dose is, but, you know, they can't control it in the water course. Once you put it in the water, it may all bunch together and turn left at the first corner and go into the first house, and he gets it all. There's no way of controlling it. And I have seen a test that was done that showed that people at the beginning of the run, closest to the factory, got most of it. By the end of the run, they got nothing. So there's no way of controlling this dose. You know, it's all over the place. There's no testing being done here. There's never been an environmental impact study done. There's never been a safety testing done on this stuff. It's just absolute madness, Vinny. And people are letting it happen. They got to get angry.
They've got this sort of denial syndrome, and I'm sure the fluoride helps with that. That's why it's used as the active ingredient in Prozac, allegedly. And if you go for it and you think about the denial, particularly of the evidence by the establishment, and I think there's an old saying, but I think it might be Mark Twain, never believe anything until it's officially been denied. And fluoride has been officially denied as a public health risk. It's been officially denied as something that people need to look into, officially. Now, when you talk about intention, okay, and you slant that with the results, okay, the results actually lead you to the conclusion of what the intention truly is. So, what's the stated aim of fluoride? Make people's teeth better. What does it actually do? It makes everybody sicker and dumber. Okay, ergo, the intention is to make people sicker and dumber because it's obviously not doing what it says it would.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, it is that simple, but it's getting people to even believe that. But, putting that aside, it doesn't make any sense. And that's the bit that stops everybody because, you know, there's a lot of science out there. I mean, we could quote studies. There's thousands of studies, in fact, showing that fluoride causes harm. As you were talking about earlier, there's over 100 studies showing it does brain changes. There's 25 studies that show it lowers IQs. And I always quote a Chinese study. There's one Chinese study that the first line of the study says it all. It says, it has been reported that fluoride can penetrate the blood-brain barrier of a fetus and accumulate in cerebral fluids before birth, thereby apparently reducing children's IQs. So you're putting something in the water supply that can cross the placenta, accumulate in cerebral fluid of a fetus? For what? You know, and the other thing is, this isn't a life-threatening disease. I mean, you know, it's not contagious. If all you get cavities and all your teeth fall out, so what? You get dentures. Life goes on. But, you know, cancer is a whole other story. And you know, lowering IQs, what are we doing this for? It's only dumping. And, you know, the government's going to deny this because they can see the litigation coming. You know, they're being sued right now. You know, Erin Brockovich, her law firm is suing the American Medical Association for failure to warn about mercury fillings, or the American Dental Association, for failure to warn about mercury being toxic. Now, can you imagine if they win hundreds of millions, and this starts becoming the same as tobacco, they're going to be sued out of existence. And if they ever twig on that fluoride's in the same thing, fluoride is almost equal to poison statistics as mercury. It's more toxic than lead. believe it or not, and only just marginally less toxic than arsenic. And like lead and arsenic, it's a cumulative poison. So it's not the one glass of water that does you any harm any more than it's the one cigarette that causes lung cancer.
So wasn't it like the top three, the number one poison to people is arsenic? Oh, sorry. What's it called? They use it in mining. I don't know what it's called. It starts with an S. Okay. I've run out. But anyway, top three are whatever I can't remember, arsenic and fluoride to the human condition, right? So people come up and they don't tell the truth, right? Has anybody actually pitched a council to say, look, guys, we've got a huge amount of toxins that we need to dump and we can't do it legally. So what we need you to do is to pay us to dump it into the water supply of your citizens and it'll make them sicker and dumber. Give us your money, please. Okay, I don't think that's ever happened.
No.
Because if that was the case, you know, people wouldn't be fluoridating, would they? And it's official sources are the best because often some of the people who are involved primarily in pushing fluoride recant and go on the record and say, look, I was wrong. I believed the mantra and I touted it and puppeted it across to everybody, and I'm very sorry, and here's the real facts of the matter. Get it the heck out of the water. Okay, and so the government, who have been listening to those people for ages, traveling countries, nations, all over the world, promoting fluoride as nice, good, safe, clean, fabulous for your teeth, they don't get anywhere near as much coverage once they cross the Rubicon, as it were.
No, and I mean you have one of the strongest fighters I think we had, which was John Calhoun, Dr. John Calhoun in New Zealand.
From New Zealand, yeah, that's who I was referring to.
Yeah, and I mean he believed everything he was saying when he started promoting this, and he got 40 or 50% of New Zealand fluoridated before he finally was sent on a worldwide tour, where he was then told by all these heads of dentistry in different countries that the stuff doesn't work. You know, and to hide the statistics. And then he went back and he checked and he found that it didn't work in his country either, in New Zealand. And then he also found that it caused bone cancer in children. And if the first study that came into him was on rats, and that male rats were getting bone cancer when they were fed sodium fluoride. And no sooner did that study come out than 4 months later, the first human study came out finding the exact same results in humans.
Well, yeah, I think that about wraps it up for in a neat little package. And we're going to do so one more time after this little break here, because fluoride's such a huge topic. You can literally do shows and shows and shows and shows about it, and you'll never come up with ways. You'll never stop finding ways of which it's bad, you know. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers
in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Big finger in the face of fluoride pushing scumbags
and saying, "Oi, stop poisoning us."
It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The lighter side of fluoridation. Don't you just love it? Especially when you're seeing a massive tunnel at the end of some very scary jackbooted thugs who are about to, you know, carve up your brain and use it for military experiments. Welcome back to my very special guest, Walter Graham, coming to us live from Ireland, where you're actually starting to have a lot of success in getting fluoride, the F, out of the water. And, you know, congratulations, because that's no small task. You're up against a huge, huge, long laundry list of propaganda and brainwashing across everybody. And I found out something interesting the other day, is when you're having an argument with somebody and they repeat something they've already said, it means that they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, that's a good point. Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah.
I'll try not to repeat myself.
it's more the fact that if you make a different point which counters the original one, and then they just repeat the original one again, it means they have no idea.
Yeah, well, most of the population have no idea about any of this. You know, it's to them, it's... You know, they don't see it, they don't smell it, they don't taste it, so they don't even know what's happening. And the government hasn't even told them. This has started 30 years ago for you guys. They haven't even mentioned the word, you know. They stay off the subject as best they can. What size is the population there, Vinny?
4 million.
Well, that's not such a huge population. We got 7.5 in Ireland. So, you know, you can get the word out to 4 million. It's got to be possible to get this thing put on a referendum and voted out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every time we put up a referendum and the people have their say, the government says, "Yeah, we were just teasing. We don't care what you say." Oh, the tyranny! I love it. It gives me such great new material.
Well, you know, it's crazy. As I was saying, this isn't a life-threatening thing. You know, vaccinations, they got to have your written permission to give you the vaccinations, and they're for life-threatening diseases, supposedly. And here you have something that's a non-life-threatening thing, and yet it's mandatory. How come? Why is this so important to them to get this in the water supply that they'll override all your human rights, your freedom of choice, your right to decide what drug you do or don't take? What's so important here, Vinny? It can only be, you know, they've got an agenda, and it certainly isn't good. It's not good for the population.
Well, it's part of an overarching agenda, and when people talk about the New World Order and global conspiracy and all of that kind of stuff, they look at things in isolation, and it's not the right thing to do. In fact, the best way to do it is kind of look at it like a scatter graph. Like, for example, there's fluoride in the water, there's cancer viruses in the vaccines, there's aspartame in the artificially sweetened fizzy drinks. You've got excess salt, fat, and sugar being put into all the food. You have cancer-causing chemicals in the plastics as well as feminizing chemicals in the plastics. You have electromagnetic radiation that's coming off of every electronic device. You have so on and so forth. You can literally wake up and not be able to stop listing the things that are currently doing damage to you and your body, okay? And it is all by intention. Don't be naive, okay? If it was an accident, they would change it.
That's
there
right.
is an intention here, okay? Why do you think they keep covering it up? Why do you think they keep denying it? And it's not such a simple intention as, oh, they're doing it for the money. They've got all the money they need. Once you've got all the money in the world, what's the next logical step? Control. Control over the entire world. And what's a really difficult person to control? Somebody who can think for themselves, who's healthy. They're the biggest enemy, ultimately, of tyranny. You need people to be sick and ignorant, ultimately. And I see nothing that is promoted hugely in society that doesn't make people sick and ignorant.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, it's true. This whole thing, you know, when we took a look at it in the Republic of Ireland, we found that the reason they got this in, they didn't pass this through as a drug. They didn't put this before the Drugs Control Agency. What they did was they passed it through as a cosmetic and toiletry, because cosmetic and toiletries don't require safety testing or proof of effectiveness. And then when we checked, we found that in every country in the world that puts fluoride in the water, and you'll find it's the same in New Zealand, it's never been tested as a drug. It's always brought in as a cosmetic and toiletry. That way it bypasses all the safety testing and the proof of effectiveness. That can't be by accident that every country in the world decides at one time that they're going to bring it in as a cosmetic and toiletry. It's got to be thought out. There's no other explanation for how this has happened. Otherwise, some country would have somewhere said, why don't we test this just like we do all the other drugs? But this never gets tested. Never. And the one place that did do safety testing on, which was America, they were forced into doing it about 2 years ago. They did a huge study, and they found that it caused all kinds of damage, even at less than one part per million it caused cancer, and it caused other changes, you know, like thyroid dysfunction and so on, and even irritable bowel syndrome in large numbers of people. And this was at much less than they were even putting in the water supply. So the whole thing is, why did they bring it in as a cosmetic and toiletry? They're doing it everywhere. Every country that decides to do this brings it in as a cosmetic. Why? So it's got to be a conspiracy, you know? I mean, they must know what they're doing. This isn't by accident,
yeah.
You know? Nothing about this is by accident to me.
Yeah, I mean, the simplicity of it's pretty straightforward. You look at the definition of conspiracy. Two or more people come together to cause harm against another group of people without that group of people knowing about it. This kind of fits the bill, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bingo. It's fluoridation.
Yeah, they're doing harm for you, and you don't, and you're not aware of it. Ergo, it's obviously a conspiracy. Okay, and you know, people use the term conspiracy as if there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Like you say something, and they say, "Oh, that's just a conspiracy," and it's like, do you know that they've got laws against conspiracy? You know, like conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit scumbaggery. There's awful lots of laws against conspiracy, and yet the public has somehow been convinced that it doesn't freaking exist. A conspiracy theorist believes that people who are powerful and have a lot of influence use their power and influence to gain more power and influence, you know? And a coincidence theorist thinks that everything happens by sheer coincidence. It's all accidental. There's nothing to it. What do we do? Well, which one of those sounds more insane to you, Walter?
Well, I know which one I fall into. Whenever I first started in this, you know, I didn't believe that the government was in any conspiracy. I actually thought, like the rest of the public that's out there probably, that they were off doing their jobs. You know, civil servants were actually doing what they were supposed to be doing and looking out for our best interests. You know, I never had a concept of this. And I thought, whenever I first started campaigning, I really thought all it takes is for me to send in the studies. And as soon as they see all this evidence of harm, they're going to stop doing this. So, of course, I sent in the studies. And, of course, it didn't stop. And that was really quite something. Whenever I saw them starting to lie in public meetings, tell actual lies, chemistry lies and fraud, I mean, I was absolutely stunned. I had no idea that the government was involved in covering stuff up. Not until I started into this campaign. And, you know, funny enough, once you catch them and you actually can see one of their conspiracies or one of these things exposed to you, then you start to see about the plastics. Then you start to see about the radiation from the mobile phone mask. Then you start to see about the vaccines. Then you start looking at everything because you realize if they can lie about one thing, boy, they could lie about everything else too.
And sure enough, they do.
And they use the same formula every time. They always quote some agency that has nothing to do with anything, you know, like the World Health Organization, you know. And then they quote them and say, oh, it looks perfectly safe because they say so. Like, there's no studies involved, but they say it, you know. And it's just all the same way that they bring each one of these things in. They get some nondescript body to say it's perfectly safe, and they go around quoting them forever. Then they ignore all the studies that come out, one after another. I think that fluoride's going to be the same as tobacco, you know, because tobacco wasn't found to be guilty because it caused cancer. They were found guilty because the studies were done back in the 50s, and then the industry buried them and the government buried them so that the population didn't find out. And that's exactly what's happened with fluoride. The studies have been there since the 50s showing that fluoride causes cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, and so on. Then they've just been denying them and burying them. And eventually this is going to break loose on them. And, you know, you can't bury the truth. It just can't be buried. It'll eventually break the surface. And when it does, it's going to wipe out everything in its path. And these guys are going to start getting lawsuits. Hopefully some of them will go to prison eventually. That would be a dream.
Well, I think that's a good place to leave it. Because, hey, you've always got to follow your dreams, don't you? Because if you don't, they'll never become reality. And thank you very much, Walter, for following your dreams of getting fluoride the F out of the water.
Thanks for having me on, Vinny.
It's been a real pleasure. And if you've got a website or something that you can plug for us, Walter, I'd be much obliged.
Well, what I really do is I plug Paul Connett's, you know, the fluoridealert.org, because it's got all the information on it. The other one I would say is the National Health Federation .com. They're fighting in the Republic of Ireland. They're putting up stuff all the time. And the other thing I would say is the Sovereign Independent newspaper. You just put in sovereignindependent.com and you'll come to it. They're carrying all these issues, just like your show is, that the newspapers, normal newspapers, aren't carrying. And it's you know, it would be good if people start supporting it. So I would say the Sovereign Independent would be a good place to go looking for this kind of information.
Good idea, good idea. And I also want to give a quick plug, just while we're on topic, to the videos that I've made for Dr. Paul Connett. The Truth About Fluoride, Final Cut. It's an hour and a half presentation. Anybody, anywhere, at any point could sit down, watch that thing, and just instantly just be like, yep, there's no effing way that I want fluoride in the water, because you've got the facts, you've got the evidence, you've got the history, and you've got a guy with a PhD telling you what it is. Not easy to discredit, is it?
You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest has been Walter Graham. And coming up next section, we will have a guy named Danny Schechter coming right up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Thank you.
Number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts! And we have a very special guest who is just so fabulous, I can't believe I got him. Danny Schechter. Danny, welcome to the show.
Right, what about my introduction? The news dissector. Don't forget that part, or you don't know about it. But that's
he's Danny Schechter, the news dissector.
That's what I was known for years on radio and now in my newsdissector.com blog, which I do every day.
That's cool, man. Hey, what's the website there?
It's newsdissector.com, and it's also mediachannel1.org, which is the new media channel that we've just relaunched. So there you go. Those are two websites to reach me on.
Now, do you cover a wide range of issues, or do you specify?
No, I would say a wide range of issues. I'm a journalist. I'm a media analyst. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a blogger. I'm a writer. I'm a filmmaker and troublemaker. I do a lot of media. I've been in radio. I've been on television. I worked at CNN, ABC News, CNBC even. So, you know, I've been around the media forest, if you will, and I'm an independent. My company is called Global Vision. We've been going since 1987, doing TV series and documentaries. My new documentary is called Plunder, The Crime of Our Time, and it's about the financial crisis as a crime story. I've been covering, this depression that we're in. But I'm trying to cover it not just as a business problem or an economic issue, but as a criminal creation. And that's what I've written the book also called The Crime of Our Time, detailing all the financial crimes on Wall Street. So I have a wide range of issues, including cultural issues. I love the music you played, man, the Rasta music, very cool, you know. So we're on a similar wavelength in some respects, I believe. And I'm really psyched to be on with you.
Oh, well, high praise indeed for a former employee of CNBS.
Yes, indeed. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have you noticed that that's when people become, they kind of come into their own, is after they quit their jobs?
But it's true. You know, most of the books about the media are written by people after they've been there, you know, often tend to be critical in ways that their own commentary and their own coverage never was when they worked for the big networks. My, position's a little different because I've come out of social movements. I was part of the civil rights movement, the anti-apartheid movement, the anti-war movement. So, you know, I have a sort of an activist, bloodstream here, and I'm very sympathetic to people who are trying to make change, which is why I've just finished a new book called Occupy, Dissections of Occupy Wall Street, which is just coming out right now. And if anybody wants to write to me at dissector@mediachannel.org, I'll send you a copy. How's that? It's a 232-page PDF that I've just produced with Tony Sutton of coldtype.net from Canada. And it's a book about Occupy. I've been following it, tracking it since before it started, and so I think I have something to say about it, and I've written this book about it.
Nice, man. Well, what exactly does the book go into? What is it entailing?
Well, you know, I'm basically, with this background, in two areas. One, as a social activist and media activist on the one hand, and also as a investigative reporter investigating Wall Street crimes, I'm able to bring some perspective to this that I think others may not be able to do. And I was there. I was tracking it from day one. I've written about September, October, November, December, how this movement evolved from a small park in Lower Manhattan with a relative handful of people into a global social force that in just 6 weeks had protests in 1,000 cities, which is pretty unprecedented. So I also, by the way, write for Al Jazeera, aljazeera.com, the website of Al Jazeera, and appear often on broadcasts around the world, including yours now, but on Russia Today, Press TV, Al Jazeera, and others.
Wow, man. Hey, have you noticed that there's a huge growth in alternative media and that the old media is kind of dying out?
Well, it is indeed, but, you know, not fast enough for my taste. But nevertheless, there are other perspectives that are available. And curiously enough, the United States, which used to lecture the world about free media, about freedom of the press, about the brilliance of our television coverage and reporting, is being put to shame by broadcasters from other countries, including Russia Today and Al Jazeera, et cetera, you know, who are far more open to diverse views and debate than we are in our own country. And I can say that not just as a critic, but as somebody who's been in the trenches spending 8 years at ABC News in, you know, primetime programming as a producer. So, you know, I know a little bit about it, and I've been covering it. I've written now these 13 books about a lot of this stuff and made 30 different films. So, you know, I'm a busy beaver. I'm kind of prolific. But on the other hand, you know, I'm open to learning, and I'm really impressed, by the way, by the technology behind this show of yours. I do a radio show once a week on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. But I really like the whole package here with what you're doing and the way you're doing it. It's impressive.
Well, see, you got to really hand it to American Freedom Radio because they've managed to get their network to such a size that there's actually a decent amount of people listening. And dare I say it, the most decent people are actually listening. And it's all done, basically, via Skype with the studio in Austin. And there's no studio for anybody to go into. It's all done from home. So it cuts down on all the travel costs, and it really does make make for a really well-oiled machine.
Are you coming out of New Zealand yourself?
Yeah.
How about that? Well, that's terrific, you know. I think all these technologies are empowering people to communicate across borders and boundaries, empowering people to share analysis, offer critical views, debate each other, and the like in ways that the mainstream media certainly never permitted. And I think that that's really a great thing. I think social media is part of the really what's made Occupy Wall Street such a global movement, you know, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube videos, also live streams. And, you know, just all of this technology has given this movement a voice. So they're not dependent on exposure by a mainstream, lamestream media that's often hostile, critical, ridiculing them, you know, often not listening to what it's about, not investigating the issues themselves. So in that respect, I think we have a lot you know, to thank in terms of being able to adopt some of this new technology for the uses of creating a free culture globally. I think that's fantastic. And I'm very happy to be part of it. And I would love you to come on my radio show. I do it out of New York at 1 to 2 on Friday afternoon and on PRN FM. And maybe you can come in and talk a little bit about, we can do it on Skype too, and talk a little bit about what you're doing. So we can have this kind of exchange and introduce all this to other audiences. You know, the whole trick of all this, cross-pollinate, cross-promote, introduce people who are unaware of something to other people. Let them meet you and meet, you know, your colleagues there who are doing, you know, a great job technically to get this going.
Yeah. And it all just takes a lot of hard work and collaboration. I was having an argument with a friend of mine. Well, I don't think it's an argument, discussion really, about competition. And my opinion is, and the evidence points towards it, that competition is not actually very efficient. If, in fact, the most efficient way for human beings to work is cooperation.
People
accomplish a lot more together than they do against one another.
Yeah, tell me about it. But, you know, we grow up in the sickness, you know, maybe in a capitalist culture of this. I created back in the year 2000 something called Media Channel, mediachannel.org. And the idea was to have affiliated media organizations, reform groups, analysts, producers, media makers, and the like, available through one big network so that we could kind of introduce each other to each other and build a kind of a network for you know, free media. What I found was that some of the affiliates really, you know, once we were sort of successful in terms of building a global audience, we were an international operation. We're now at mediachannel1.org. A number of groups said, look, we're doing our own thing now. We want to, you know, we're going to compete with you. We can't really cooperate with you. It's all, you know, this kind of effort really, to me, diminishes, the potential for media, because we want it to be interactive. We want it to be a change oriented. We want it to be informative and not just people ranting. And, you know, I think by cooperating, collaborating, we can learn from each other, just as I'm learning from you just by being here and looking at what you've put together here. It's very cool.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of which, I wanted to make a plea to the listeners. If anybody's got $50 they could give me, I'd really appreciate it, because I want to buy the Skype premium package for a year. And that'll allow me to call US landlines. It'll also allow me to record a group video. So I'll be able to have panel discussions on video because we're going to be making and basically taking this whole thing to the next level, you know, just having, instead of just the radio show, we'll have the radio show plus the Skype video recorded and uploaded to the YouTube channel. So it gives a bigger, greater, more diverse appearance. It'll be a lot of extra work for me, but quite frankly, it's a labor of love, because what's the alternative? Really? Get exterminated?
So let me help you here. Listeners, who will respond to this appeal? Where can they send the money right now?
You can go to guerrillamedia.co.nz or thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, or you can email me at guerrillamrnews@gmail.com or producer@thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. producer@thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. We'll be checking those emails as we come on through. Other than that, you can donate through the websites. I think there's a donate button both at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and guerrillamedia.co.nz. I just need $50, that's all, and then I've got what I need. So yeah, it's just something I can't afford right at this particular moment.
I think it's a great thing, and I'm sure somebody will respond to help out, because you know, this whole idea, if we want free expression, nothing is free. We have to be involved in making it happen. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to get involved and be empowering and sharing of your knowledge and your experience. And if you have resources, your resources to make this work. This is the problem, you know, that we become kind of passive recipients of information as opposed to active promoters of information. And that's really what we need to be doing. I think that's the genius of some of the social media, where you can retweet ideas you like, or you can, you know, Facebook promote things with others. But this work is really important, and I'm impressed with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it comes down to the fact that it's not about me. It's actually about most of the guests and stuff that I have on the show, because I'm just one person. I'm not like a genius or PhD qualified. I don't have any credibility. I never claim to have. I'm not a journalist. I never claim to be. And yet people go ahead and claim that I've lost credibility, or claim that I claim to be a journalist, when the reality is they're just making themselves look like idiots by saying something that just plain isn't true, that I've repeated many, many times. And again, my opinion does not matter, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you can either take it or leave it. This is just the ramblings of one person, as there are ramblings of many, many, many people that you can choose from. I mean, and the people that listen to this show in general, I could categorize them as those truthers who have woken up and gone past the fear paradigm and gotten into the, okay, now I want to do something, and whilst I'm doing it, I want to have a heck of a lot of fun, because that'll make it a heck of a lot easier.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't know there's much to disagree with in that. I think that that's really important. The other thing, Vinny, which I think is interesting here, is the potential for global broadcasting, you know, actually having people in different countries take part in this and react to each other and bring their own backgrounds and experience to the party, if you will. I mean, to me, I was invited some years back to give a lecture at a university, on, I don't know, it's Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland, in New Zealand by Skype, and it was a great thing. And since I've done, you know, various interviews and lectures in Canada and Turkey and other places. So, you know, there's a tremendous potential here of connecting people with others who have something to say.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that that's really the media's job, isn't it? Just finding those people who've got something to say and give them some freaking coverage, you know? Because there's a heck of a lot of people out there who are pundits who are paid by prostitution, perverted scum who sit around and shill BS for a living, and they make a lot of money out of it. But yet, when you start to try and make just a living, just try to survive by giving people out information, most of it for free, people say, oh, he's a bit of a scumbag, isn't he? He's asking for money.
You have an agenda. You know, the people don't have an agenda who are working in the mainstream media. They have no agenda whatsoever. I have to tell you, having been there and done that, you know, there is an agenda. The agenda is to make money. The agenda is to promote and market ideas to benefit, you know, self-interested companies. It's not necessarily to serve the public interest.
Yeah, and we'll talk about more of this after the break, because I actually did want to discuss with you, Danny, about your experiences as a former mainstream media man. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money.
fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, brightening up your day with a little bit of conspiracy and comedy. 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Please tell people about the Vinnie Eastwood Show because I'm a shameless self-promoter and I need my ego massaged. We have a very special guest, Danny Schechter, the news dissector. And coming on here with American Freedom Radio, he and I, it's an unholy trifecta. Now, we wanted to talk about the mainstream media and most importantly, the actual environment in which you work. It's very, very different from alternative media. I haven't worked in mainstream media, but I got a couple of friends who have, and they say it's basically you know which side your bread is buttered on, and there's certain things that you don't say and don't report on if you want to keep your job. And they all know it, and they all abide by that. And I'd act under the assumption that that's the reason why they all wind up writing books about how bad the media it is after they've lost their job.
That's partly true, I think. If you look at like mainstream television, there's every producer, every show has what they call the control room, where not only are the switches made, kind of technical switching, but it really, there's somebody there controlling the program. BBC has a program controller, and the signal, when it leaves the control room of a program, goes to another room called master control, okay? And so there are a lot of opportunities for them to intervene and to stop, content that they're not happy with. But usually it's done in advance. It's done in terms of who gets hired, who doesn't, what gets covered, what doesn't, how much attention is paid to various issues, et cetera, what the criteria is for coverage. Is it the prettiest hair on the air? Is it, the biggest smile that gets the most salary? Or is there any kind of commitment to anything deeper, like investigative reporting or analysis and the like? And this is the dialectic, if you will, the tension in media between selling and telling. They're mostly there to sell. And we're mostly here to tell. And that's the difference. We're doing it for, in a way, out of some sort of demented idea of public service, public interest, trying to help people understand what's happening to them and what they can do about their world, whereas the other people are doing it to, in fact, prevent people from knowing what's happening in their world and to give them, you know, sophomoric or simplistic ways of looking at things. So that's the battle that we're in. And the media struggle is the struggle, if you will, in my opinion. You know, if you don't think about media and how to communicate and reach people, you're not going to be effective in making change. It doesn't mean that strange things don't happen. I was telling you about my book on Occupy Wall Street. At first, the mainstream media ignored it totally, didn't exist. Then they ridiculed it. Ha, his name is Germ, and he has a beard that goes down to his ankle, you know, this kind of thing, making fun of it, trying to get the public to realize that these people are not like us. Then, gradually, because of persistence on the part of Occupy Wall Street, because they had media people there communicating to media people, the frame of the coverage began to change. Suddenly, it began to be taken more seriously, although for the most part, the goals, the ideas, the critique of, you know, of Wall Street and what it's done to the economy was not really covered in great detail. But the idea that there's a 99% of the public and there's a 1% in charge, that idea got through. The idea that there is economic interests at dominating political discourse is a new idea to many. That got through. And gradually, more and more media began covering it. If you looked at Google, there were thousands of references to Occupy Wall Street and the various affiliated groups around the country and around the world, which is pretty amazing. I mean, you would think they would want to ignore it totally, but because the police started attacking the occupiers, that made it a valid story in the eyes of some of the media people. You know, when it bleeds, it leads. So the idea
Continue.
Go ahead. I'm finished. Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking about Occupy Auckland had actually more problems just staying together as a group than getting suppressed by the police. The police actually never even showed up to evict them when the court told them to leave. And I suggested to them, well, maybe you should just stage a false flag terrorism attack and blame it on some widely perceived direct external threat and use that to bring everybody together.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a joke on it. But, you know, the point is that many people who are into direct action, who are into social change, who are into struggling for justice, they've had very few experiences as winners. They've had very few experiences as actually having transformed a society or overthrown a corrupt regime, at least in the West. And so there's a lot of cynicism. There's a lot of rivalries that go on, a lot of what we call contradictions within the movement among the people. On the other hand, when people are organized, when you have the solidarity that you were talking about earlier, when you have people unity in a movement, it can achieve a lot. I mean, I mentioned earlier, I've been very involved also through a weird series of reasons with the struggle in South Africa. I first went there in 1967 at the height of apartheid. I made 6 films with Nelson Mandela. I know quite a bit about the struggle. They're now, you know, commemorating the 100th anniversary of the ANC this weekend on Sunday. That doesn't mean that they don't have critics or problems or issues, but the fact that they managed to survive this long without splintering into a million pieces and managed to overthrow the apartheid system is an achievement. You know, I mean, it's not everything I'd like it to be. Clearly, I'm writing a piece for Al Jazeera that'll be out this weekend about the ANC and what they've achieved, but there's still a model of a movement that fought for a long, long time against a very repressive and very violent government, you know, the white nationalist government of South Africa. And they managed to force that government to free their leaders and negotiate with them, have a democratic election, which they won. So you've got to look at that as an example, something to learn from. We have to learn lessons from others, not just, our own, you know, kind of experiences. We have to think about what's happening in other countries and other cultures, How were they successful? And you know, so this is something like East Timor and your part of the world, you know, the terrible struggle there for liberation still underway in some respects. So there are a lot of cases of people who have stood up and fought for what they believed was right and have prevailed. So, yes, it's easy to get negative. The media is negative by and large. It doesn't really empower people. It doesn't really champion people who are trying to make change. But I think if you're persistent, if you work at it, if you understand these processes a little bit, if you have some patience, if you're democratic and not trying to be authoritarian and dominate everything, I think people will respond. And, you know, the people at Occupy Wall Street were amazed by the response. At one point, there was a survey that a third of all the people in New York, then a half of all the people in New York supported Occupy Wall Street. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's just like, you think about it in simple terms, and that's the only way the media can really get things across to people now, isn't it? Is because they've been speaking in simple terms with simple language for so long that now everybody's turned into a simpleton, and it's become the only way to communicate with them, right? talking about these things on this show, for example, and the things that we talk about, we're talking to a very small minority here, aren't we? But I think it's the most important minority. Because it's always been a majority throughout throughout history that actually makes big changes, and the majority always just go along with whatever the minority wants. It's not the other way around.
True enough. But I would just sort of point out to you that we need not to be afraid of reaching out to the mainstream. We have answers and solutions to issues that the politicians don't. I mean, in the United States, tremendous coverage of our Congress, but then also recognition that only 7% of the public even supports the Congress. It's a minority, okay? A teeny minority. There, most people are disgusted with the corruption in politics and all the rest of it. So I'm saying that there's an opportunity now to bring these messages out. And that's why I want to encourage you, not only because it's your birthday, but also encourage you to explore ways to bring this show to more people. Using video, using various technologies, using alliances with other networks. I mean, for example, this Progressive Radio Network might be interested in carrying your program. That would be interesting for them to have a show from New Zealand, you know, perhaps a show with you. So I'm saying there are all kinds of opportunities here to reach a larger audience, to grow a larger audience. But we can't just be afraid of reaching out to people who aren't like ourselves. So don't necessarily share our ideas yet.
Yeah, you touched on a good point there, and there's so many people who talk themselves out of becoming active. Don't you notice? They're like, oh, they might kill me, or they might do this, they might discredit me, they might target my family. Bro, they're already gonna.
They're already
what have
doing
you got to lose?
They're already doing it. I mean, I think a lot of people don't understand how this whole debt machine has trapped them. You know, in a economy in which it's not even a capitalist economy, it's a feudalistic economy, a serf. They become serfs, paying off their debts and all the rest of it. You know,
well, the new one called kleptocracy, governance by thieves.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's why I've written this book, The Crime of Our Time. It's about financial crimes and about how they're committed. Not everybody knows about it because it isn't covered very much, but it's out there and it's important. Financial crime is a massive force in the world on many different levels, and we need to understand how it operates more than we do. We also need a global understanding, not just a national understanding. And we need to understand and be sympathetic to people who are living on $2 a day, $1 a day, you know, who are barely surviving. We need to have solidarity with them as well.
Well, it comes out to solidarity, as you said, and it comes through gifting, I think. For example, I try to gift as much as my time as I can, and as much resources and as much kind of mental faculty as I can to this kind of business, because I don't really see much of an alternative. I've been telling people recently that I'm actually really phobic about getting a job. Like, Seriously, somebody will offer me a job and instantly something clicks on in my mind like, this is not good, this is not good, get out of here. Kind of like a paranoid, a mental block response. It's like I'm phobic about being employed. It's unbelievable because it means that I'll do less in this particular arena, which I've decided to devote my life to and can't see any alternative. I don't know. I've got like tunnel vision. It feels really weird.
I think the best jobs that we have are the ones we create or that we create with others so that we feel authentic and legitimate in terms of doing things that are consistent with our values. I think that's really the key. Doing work, doing well, doing good, trying to do stuff that matters to us and to others. And I think that's important. You just mentioned gifting. It's so funny. I just finished a column that'll go up tomorrow, 7 a.m. in New York, proposing a New Year gift exchange. You know, I'm going to give my book away for free in exchange, I hope, for some kind of support from the people who get it. They don't have to do it, but, you know, I'm appealing to them to do it, you know, because I think if we can do gifting in a mutual way, an interactive way, we can share, do more sharing and have more success. So that's my, but I think we're on the same wavelength in terms of that. You know, as far as conspiracy goes, you know, I think there are two theories of history, if I can say this. You know, one is the conspiracy theory. A small group of people decide what has to be done. They use their power and their force to achieve their goals. And the problem with that approach is, in my opinion, you know, is that it often paralyzes people. They don't feel they can fight back because they're up against such big forces, big people, the Bilderbergers, you know, the Davos people and all the rest of it. And, you know, so as they understand these conspiracies by a few against the many, they're often unable to conceive of how to challenge them because they have so much power, like the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, running everything, et cetera, and so forth. Well, Federal Reserve Bank is now on the defensive because there's a social movement challenging it. But the other theory of history is what I call, and I hope I can say it on your program here, the fuck-up theory. You know, that a lot
You can't actually say that under FCC regulations.
Well,
but never mind. I hope I don't get canceled.
let's put it in quotes. Some people call it the. You know, the idea here, you know, is that the people in power are often not as smart as they think they are. They're arrogant. They think they're going to prevail in all instances, and they often don't. And, you know, that's why we've lost so many wars. That's why the economy is in a collapse mode, because the people who are supposed to know don't know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we'll try and tell you a little bit more, ladies and gentlemen, after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
To those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of today's show. And I have had two very good guests today, and most of the guests that we have on the show are suggestions from you, the listeners. So if you'd like to suggest another guest, somebody who we have had on the show before, we haven't, somebody who I may have heard of or may not have, just send me their email or their website, or just send me something so that I can track them down and get them on the show for you, the listeners, because without you, would not exist, frankly. And it's about valuing your audience more than you value your own opinion. Or at least that's my opinion, which I don't value all that much. My very special guest is Danny Schechter, the News Dissector. Welcome back.
I'm here. I'm with you.
We talk about the media and how bad they are and all of this kind of stuff. And we touched on something earlier about how this media wake up is for you, and I think probably for me too, the most important part of the wake up. You know, like, if you want to have a revolution, you've got to have a revolution in the mind to facilitate it. And in order to do that, you've got to have a revolution in the media. And that's what we're in the middle of right now, is the media is becoming revolutionized and activist in nature, And as a direct result, it is starting to permeate that exact same mantra of freedom, justice, equality, and knowledge, and slapping down ignorance, slapping down tyranny. That is starting to permeate in a much, much more effective way now with the use of the internet. And, of course, I think the establishment knows this as well, as Hillary Clinton said, that we're in the middle of an information war, and we are losing that war. So you're damn right you're losing that war, you freaking satanic wench.
Well, you know, it's true. You know, there is a war, and it's a war to know who has the right to know how to use information to empower people. Information about everything from consumer products that are, that are harmful to us, to a variety of things we can do to change our reality. And that's something that, you know, we need to know about from the media, resources, who to connect with, how to find out more about what's going on, because we want to become critical and independent citizens who think about things. And I think that's really the future here.
Whoa.
Whoa, what was that in the background? Hey, we talked about you talked about something like the future here, right? What do you want to see in the future?
Well, I want to see more economic equality. I want to see people with the opportunity to realize their potential. I want to see education for everyone, not just for a few. I want to see an economy that supports the needs of people as opposed to the needs of a handful of the elite. I want to see media performing the function of really educating and promoting decent values about diversity, about change, about what people can actually do to make this world better and different. So that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, yeah. It's just sort of like a revitalization, and it kind of talks about going back rather than progressive forward. I don't know. It's a strange situation as far as I'm concerned, because on the one hand, we used to have these morals, ethics, and a relatively decent society, and you're a lot older than I am. Maybe you witnessed that society, and I've only experienced its decline, more or less, being a young fella. And I think it's like you can't actually go back, can you? You can only go forward, and what happens in the past will wind up repeating itself in the future. So essentially, I feel that we just need to progress forward, and it'll wind up taking us back.
Well, maybe it could. I wouldn't dispute that, but I'll say that there is a growing number of people who are a lot more aware and a lot more eager to get involved in the process of change, who have issues to raise, who want to be involved in social action and direct action to make a difference. So that's part of what I think we have done. I mean, there is some evolution as well as some devolution. I don't know if you are old enough to remember the group Devo, you know, devolving. You know, we can evolve as a species and as a people, and I hope that we can do a lot better.
Personally, I believe in devolution, and the noise in the background obviously confirms that. I feel frankly that we're screwed. Like as a people, as a society, as everything. Okay, you just deal with the reality. Okay, we're screwed. We're messed up. Doesn't mean it can't be fixed. It just means you have to accept that, yes, things are screwed right now, and that is not the reason why you would sit back and do nothing about it. That's the reason why you would stand up and do something about it. Okay, people have got their priorities
right on,
all out of whack.
I agree with you. I think things are bad and getting worse. I just wrote a piece on Al Jazeera. It's up on Al Jazeera called Happy News Year. And it's about all the people cheering the new year in, probably unaware that this year is going to be a lot worse than last year in terms of all the indicators of economic and social progress, that there's a paralysis politically. There are these austerity kind of policies that are, you know, cutting back on resources for social needs more and more. You know, things are objectively worse for a lot of is where people are headed, not upward mobility. There are some counter indications, Americans, some signs, new jobs being created, et cetera, and so forth. But I think we are in a really catastrophe. And unless people are aware of it and are willing to challenge it, not much is going to be done. So it's something that I agree with the basic analysis, but I don't think, you know, there was a guy named, I'm blanking now for a second, Gramsci in Italy.
Well, we seem to have lost Danny there. We'll see if we can probably get him back up if we can. But yeah, I was kind of thinking to myself, it's about working, okay? Just working. You know, what do you do after you get up in the morning? You go to work, don't you? And so what do you do when you wake up to the New World Order? You go to work against it, okay? It's your job. Once you know what is going on, it is your job. You, right there, it's your job to fix it, okay? Because nobody else is going to do it. Personal responsibility. You don't really have much of a choice in the matter either, which is ironic. And speaking of irony, the irony of collectivism. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Well, guess who's collectivists? The very few who want to wipe out the many. That's their collectivism. It's a complete opposite farce of precisely what it is. And it dictates virtually every policy that you see everywhere. You know, like if somebody wants to put fluoride in the water just for the heck of it, they go, oh, well, you know, let's just do it, man. Just do it, you know. Nike is seriously in charge of the world right now. It's just, you don't really have much of a choice. Just do it. Just exterminate them. Arr. You know, that's the worst stuff that you can really ever conceive of, because it takes away from your own mind. It's security netting, basically. You're wrapped up, nice, neat, and comfy with that security netting. And then as soon as it gets cut and shattered and blows up into particleized dust, then you're left wondering, what do I believe in now? What do I do? And you get depressed, you know, and you begin to wonder more and more and more about stuff, and not wondering in a good way, wondering in a bad way, wondering what bad things are going to happen to me today, on the next day, or whatever. Wrong thing to be doing. Be active. Get out there, have some fun, okay? Do you have any idea how fun it is to ambush a politician with a camera and ask him questions that they don't want to answer? It gives you the mad adrenaline rush, and I highly recommend it, you know? I don't do it, like, on a daily basis or anywhere near as much as I used to before I had the radio show, but, mate, just gives you that impetus, okay? It makes you feel quite good about yourself that, yes, I got out there, yes, I did something, yes, I'm contributing to the fight, and that makes you feel content and happy, even though there are so many things that are still wrong that have not been solved yet, okay? It's not your responsibility to solve all the problems, okay? Don't put that on yourself. It's your responsibility to do what you and you alone can do, okay? That is your real choice here, okay? And I think that if you're going to make that choice, you really do have to look into it before you leap, okay? And take that advice from me. You know, I didn't look before I leaped, and I've found out all these problems and difficulties and background witchy mac walkie doos. Okay, and trust me, it's not easy. Don't approach it lightly. Approach it with the appropriate level of response. You don't have a choice. You're either going to do this, or you're going to wind up getting wiped out by your government. I think it's pretty straightforward, really. No choice, no savings of money, no work, no nothing. Just realize the simple and obvious truth. There are evil scumbags in this world who don't like you, who don't want you to be around anymore, because they want everything for themselves. And unless you personally get up off the couch and do something about it, whether it be with your family or with anybody else, they will succeed, and you are all that stands in their way. It's a lot of responsibility. But with responsibility comes power, not the other way around.
because there's a lot of people who have a lot of power who are very irresponsible indeed. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for taking the responsibility to listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show today and inform yourself. Get it out to everybody. And if anybody's got $50 for me to get me the Skype thingy, really much appreciate it. Producer at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.